Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is Terrell from Terrell03.com. Today's Tuesday. It's February 21st, 2023. It's 12:10 p.m. Central Time here in the Ozarks. Before we get started, Richard sent in. Richard, we were on the same page. He said, it looks like you have snow outside. And you know, I have a pile of these red cups that I'm not using. I've got the cardboard ones. I got the clear plastic ones. And I sent you a question. I'm wondering, now I'm looking closer at your picture, and these are raised. It's making me wonder if you are watering from the bottom. Looks like they're sitting on something. See the ribs? Makes me wonder, or if you're just using a spray bottle. Curious about watering. How you are... If you're going from the down up, or if you're going from the top down. This is another view. My lights aren't here yet. They're supposed to be here on the 19th. Here we are on the 21st. They're not here yet. And then this is a picture from last year. So you got some tomatoes going on in there. And you're keeping the rabbits out. Giving me some ideas. I have fencing. I have this type of stuff right here. Which the whole thing's inside of a chain link fence that I was going to put lower. But then the squirrels, they're going to go over that. So I'm going, hey, that someone else shared some netting that you pull over and put over the top. Getting more and more ideas. Then what's going on with the earth changes? The two deep quakes on the Fiji side. This is just 24 hours. One of the red happened about 24 hours ago. And the deep quake pattern, the cycle's trying to start over again. Finally got one up here in Russia. And it's shallow. It's not down to the transition zone. Looking at the depths, it's only a little over 250. And then one at 410, barely at the top of the transition zone right here. Start the new cycle. We'll see if the same pattern continues. Then the focus is really on quarter three here. And finally, it looks like energy's heading in the right direction. Darker and lighter colors on the right. That's what should be happening. So the newer quakes this way. But you can see this hasn't been a 2.5, according to USBS, hasn't been a 2.5 or greater anywhere in Europe. That's for one day. That's all I'm looking at. Nothing. There's a, what is that, a 4.1 right here about 24 hours ago out in Cascadia land. And there's no sign yet that the fives. So the fours have moved up into this part of the region, but not along the U.S. West Coast yet. That's a quiet spot. As far as the fours and over go. And the fives have made it down to here and they haven't pushed north yet. There is a five. That's to the north there. And the five over here, they're trying to move in from quarter one this way, but they haven't moved in yet. But we are now, this is the 21st, we're just 4 days from reaching that line, the 90 degree angle position. Then Putin made a speech and he reveals conditions for widening. Well, he revealed a lot of things. He reveals conditions for widening the Ukraine operation. So there's a lot of these articles and related articles show a pattern of consolidation. Nations that are working with Russia, which includes China, obviously, and polarization away from each other. It looks more and more like Biden's trip to Ukraine didn't happen that way. Looks like they're using green screens and stuff to trick us. That's what it looks like. Monkey Works guy follows that pretty closely. That's what he thinks. And I'm just using common sense, knowing there's a no-fly zone over Ukraine maintained by Russia. You don't just fly over Ukraine. And the idea, If you watch the Monkey Works guy, his timeline and using his resources, he doesn't think it happened that way. It looks like that we're being duped. For me, that doesn't matter. What matters is the narrative and the manipulation of the puppets, people like Biden, people like Putin. It's the narrative that the global bankster cartel, the global military industrial complex, that they're presenting. And widening Ukraine operation is what we're seeing 4 days before we reach the 90-degree angle position. And I see that changing just on the other side of the 25th. Oh, this looks like a build up, and then we're going to go to the next phase right after we reach the 90-degree angle. Well, 90 days before we get to the black star position, which is going to be the 29th. So count 90 days backwards for the 29th of May. That's what it looks like to me. Then Putin explains why he launched the offensive in Ukraine, which, for me, that's a lie. Anything he says is going to be a lie. Because he was told to invade Ukraine by the global elite. So he's just playing his role. He's getting ready to run to the underground cities like everybody else. And emerge, and then those that emerge are going to decide, that's their plan anyway, that's how they're going to start the New World Order. And so all of this is a charade that's happening now. The West is playing with a stacked deck, according to Putin. And EU outlines the red line for China. See the red line? That came from the United States too. So in other words, the EU and the United States, they send billions and tens of billions and billions and billions and tanks and whatever they want to Ukraine. But China, no, you can't do that. You can't do that on the opposite side. So obvious double standard. And seems to me that the United States and Europe are delusional. They're like the tail trying to wag it's a combination of a dragon and a bear dog. The tail trying to wag the dog. Except for the dog is a freaking it's a gigantic dragon and a bear. And the United States is in opposition. The biggest debtor nation in the world. Then Belarus is getting ready for martial law. That's it. So consolidation, working with Russia. Yeah, we're your pal. And like China. And from my view, China's already been working with Russia. They're just kind of doing it behind the scenes. Then Moscow summons the U.S. ambassador, which that's generally what you're going to do just before you attack. We'll see. I mean, it looks perfect to me. The 21st, Moscow summons U.S. ambassador. And then, you know, look at the date coming to the 25th. Looks like things are getting ready to step up. And Putin suspends new START nuclear treaty, puts missiles on combat readiness. And lots of related articles. This is from Putin's speech. The anticipated. Lots and lots of related articles. What you need to know. Russia to expand. So that for me, this is the military. There's a military side to this and economic side to this. And we should be looking at them together. So at the same time that he's making this speech and that he's saber-rattling against the West, then China's in the background. China unveils global security paper. And if you read the article, then this is like good cop, bad cop, like Republicans and Democrats, uniparty thing. That's what's going on with Russia and with China. Good cop, bad cop, uniparty thing. They're already working together as one. But while Russia is pushing the war and getting ready to expand it, China, working with Russia, even in the war, and they are rolling out the red carpet for BRICS. So, yeah, you want to join us. Come on in. Come on in. And they're working. They were the head of BRICS for last year. Now it's South Africa. So they're working. But they're still extremely active and working behind the scenes as the biggest power of BRICS. And rolling out the red carpet. That's what this is. security paper. You're going to see it's about at the same time that Russia is expanding this promise of foreign economic relations. They're building roads. They're doing kind of like Rome. They're building India, China, to the Middle East. They're building roads, man. Transportation. Increasing commerce. Inviting more countries in. At the same time that the war effort is going on, at the end of this war effort, it's going to be the demise of Europe, United States. That's what's happening right under the surface. And the change in the petrodollar as a world reserve currency, all that's happening simultaneously. Then China is is preparing to visit Moscow for their summit. And China's going to be talking about peace. It's going to be talking about how to end the war in China, at least on the surface. That's what they're doing, because in my view, they're playing good cop, bad cop. And China unveils that paper, settlements in Chinese yuan on the rise. So just going right around the U.S. dollar. And expert predicts looming economic collapse as BRICS nations unite against the dollar. That's what's happening right there. At the same time, this World War III and the polarization of nations against one another in two most very powerful economic alliances, which BRICS is the one that's ascending and the petrodollar is the one that's descending. Then the EU, so you're pulling away with the polarization that's happening. EU prolongs Russia's sanctions. And every time they levy more sanctions, it hurts the European people, just like here in America. The Taiwan's boosting military ties with Washington. I'm just shaking my head here. That is the stupidest thing that they could possibly do. They should be doing the opposite. They should be joining with China and Russia. They should be doing the same thing Belarus is doing. Then, yeah, we're with you. You let us know whenever you need us, and we're there. That's what other nations are doing, even though you're not seeing it in the headlines. Even Solomon Islands, that's what they're doing. They're not stupid. They see the way the tide's moving, and it's moving against the Americans. So Taiwan, I don't know if this is propaganda, if behind the scenes they're shaking hands with China and Russia, BRICS, and this is all giant smokescreen. I don't know. It just doesn't look right. Taiwan looks like being run by a bunch of idiots to be making this kind of a move at this very moment. Chinese ships hover over sabotage cables. This is happening off the coast of Taiwan. And as I keep saying, they can take Taiwan. They don't need to fire a single shot. They're going to blockade them. They're going to cut them off from the rest of the world, and then they're going to have no choice. Taiwan. The U.S. dollar to lose global dominance. That's part of what's Putin coming out of the Putin speech, which he's right on. He knows exactly what's going on. Concerning the state, there are no accidents. No coincidences, no natural emergencies or threats. All is planned. I agree 100%. Everything that we're seeing is planned. Then there's an article here that I'm not seeing. The expert, oh, right here. Expert predicts looming economic crisis. That's Andy Scheckman. As BRICS nations unite against the dollar. And I was listening to his videos, one of his interviews, and he was mentioning the economic and military ties as they go hand in hand, even though what you hear about is the economic part. It's the military ties that are there also. And hey, that's a pretty good read right there. Concerning the state, then, oh, I got a Money Metals newsletter from them. I didn't show it to you. But they're wondering if silver is on the brink of not being available, period. I know we're in a little window here of supply and demand where Andy and Money Metals and Miles Franklin, they can get you your silver, unlike, you know, 6 months ago. They can get it to you pretty fast. At this moment, all that's going to dry up. And everything will make more sense, especially after, if you have fiat dollars, I would get it into small denomination silver, those Buffalo rounds and those Walking Liberties right now. That's my advice, so that they can get that shipped and get it on the way, because in just a week, the environment can be way different than what you're looking at right now. We're still on this side of outside hold position. And yeah, you can see the pattern in the articles that I'm showing you. At some point, the John Q consumer and many of the rich elite, they're going to realize what's happening and go running after all the precious metals they can get. They're going to grab it from everywhere, every resource possible, very quickly. And then it doesn't matter how low the price, go down to $10 for the spot price. It won't matter how low it goes because nobody will be able to get any. Concerning the state, there are no accidents. And then train employee makes shocking revelation about the East Palestine train size. And if you haven't seen it, then the Mike Adams interview that he's doing with the specialist on the dioxins that you're not hearing much about in the news, that's a big deal, what they're talking about. And the devastation. And they go over the lifetime amount of those particles, the dioxins. One drop is more than any of us can take in a lifetime. And they are going to explain how that everything was done deliberately, and how they created the dioxins using that controlled burn that was not really a controlled burn. This is all planned. All of it. Right now, the ground and the wildlife and the cows and the chickens and everything is being corrupted. The food, what's being grown, the region. And they were talking about East Palestine and what's right around it. It looks like that area, it goes up into Canada. It looks like I think they were talking about 50 miles, or it looks like it's a gigantic area. And that doesn't even include what happens with the Ohio River and then the Mississippi River. And the Black Star is going to come, and all the evidence is not even going to be gathered for drawing conclusions on the devastation that's taking place just from that one event. And similar events are taking place all around the country right now. So we're under attack. So it's happening right now. Then, fish destroyed by the tens of thousands, South Dakota government engineers. This is devastation that's happening in South Dakota. And then East Palestine to Kiev. The complexity of events are leading us into our own destruction. This is from the Hackman Report. A link there. Multiple trains derail. Hazmat crews. Mass evacuations. So we're under attack. We've been under attack. Food supply, water supply, power supply. And everything is intensifying as we're reaching this 90-degree angle position. Marburg virus, first outbreak confirmed in Equatorial Guinea. And I swear I remember sharing this with you before. The related article is, there's more and more information being shared about what's Marburg. Another country reveals first ever outbreak. So this, even without the activation, I don't believe this is the activation of the biological weapon. But whenever you weaken immune systems and this starts crawling around, especially if this has been weaponized and it goes like the H5N1 I shared with you about yesterday, if that has been weaponized and goes airborne and it's person to person, the whole world changes. And then they activate the biological weapon and the biological weapon vax. We could be right on the threshold of that. That's the way I would see things shaking out if the Black Star is coming this May. That could happen just right on within that night, either part of the 90-day plan or the 60-day plan or the 30-day plan leading up to Black Star event May 29th. That's what I expect to happen on the year that the Black Star is here, whether it's this year or whether it's next year. Biden administration negotiates deal to give the WHO authority over. This is, I've been sharing this story with you. It's extremely important. We're being sold out. We've already been sold out. But this is a part of the plan, part of the agenda, run by the global bankster cartel that you never hear about. EU reports wave of bankruptcies, and United States, just keep paying attention, and you're going to see the collapse is happening. It's just happening in slow motion right now all around us. That's what I shared with you yesterday. I transplanted more. Every 2 days, I'm checking the germination. And some of the babies were transplanted yesterday into their little cells. And some of them weren't ready yet. The squash, just one of the seven seeds, has just barely started. Taking its time. Getting started. Okay. Articles from the featured stories that I just showed you, and there's quite a few of them. And Putin is his time to clear his throat and to read his lines given to him by the global bankster cartel. Putin explains why he launched the offensive, which he did it because he was told to. You can say that, oh, we're going to bring back the USSR. You can say this. From my view, Putin's vision is to emerge from the underground arc cities. He's just reading his lines and doing what he's told until he gets there. The West playing with a stacked deck, and this is a despicable method of deceit. The Russian leader accused the West of using it. So they will never clear themselves of this disgrace, is what he's saying. So on the one side, they are perpetuating war, while on the other side of their mouth, they're perpetuating peace. But that's precisely what Putin's doing in the war side, and China's doing. That's precisely what China's doing. So this is similar to what the libtards do here in the United States. Is they accuse the right of doing exactly what they're doing. So that's kind of the same pattern, if you ask me, what Putin's doing. Then, these people here are delusional, in my view. They're telling Russia what this is a red line if you do this. And then, oh yeah, we're sending these tanks. We're going to send tanks, we're going to send jets, we're going to send billions and billions and billions of dollars. But you can't do that. You can't do the same thing we're doing. It's almost like a parent. They're trying to behave like a parent, telling a child what to do. I don't think China's taken to that very well. So the parent says, oh, you can't do this, but I can. Which, if it's a parent-child, then, of course, you're 8 years old. You can't go to the bar like your parents can. But China is not a kid. That's condescending. This right here. That's the EU that is going to be destroyed by China and Russia, condescending to the Chinese that aspires to be the greatest superpower, and maybe they are the biggest superpower. They have the great... Generally, if you go back in history, the country that has the greatest navy wins, generally. You go back as far as you want to go in recent history, whether it's the Spanish Armada, whether it's the British, and then it was the Americans, the people that had the biggest navy, the best well-fortified navy, and that's been the United States for a long time, but that's not the case any longer. And imagine what happens when the carrier killer missiles go to work, and then all of a sudden BRICS has the Navy and the United States has nada. Russia's closest ally provides details. This is Belarus, and they're saying we're ready to go. You give us the word. Moscow summons the U.S. ambassador. That's what you should expect to see just before the war escalates. Next level. Putin suspends a treaty. Just think about those treaties. You just go up and speak into the mic and say, that treaty's over. So what you need to know about it is coming from the Russian perspective. Xi Jinping preparing to visit Moscow, and their neighbors. It seemed like they would do a lot of chit-chatting, especially since for the last 20 years they've been building bricks almost. But for me, that's more of a narrative thing. I mean, it's time for China to say that they're doing this. It's time for Russia to say they're doing that. So there's a puppeteer in the background telling these guys what to do. China unveils global security paper. When you go through, it's going to be talking about, it sounds like the United States 50 years ago, building alliances, working with the Saudis, whenever that deal was hammered out. And then, oh, this is what we're going to do moving forward, peace, 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 at the same time that they began building all of these air bases surrounding Iran, and building all these air, you know, these military installations around the world, which I should expect. We should expect that's precisely what China's about to do. That's what they're, the military alliances with BRICS, you know, that's going to include military bases in Brazil and South Africa and then blossoming out from there. And the Americans won't be able to do anything about it. At least that's their plan. That's the smokescreen that's being held up. Then they all run to the underground arc cities. Black Star wipes out, clean the planet. They take their resources with them and then emerge and begin their new world order on the other side. Settlements and Chinese yuan on the rise, particularly in Russia. Expert predicts looming economic collapse. That's going to happen. That's Andy Shechtman. With like a lot of what I'm sharing with you about the Black Star and things, a lot of it is being repeated. Andy Shechtman's, his presentation, I've heard a bunch of them. A lot of that is repeated too. Extremely, extremely, extremely important what he's saying. A lot of people don't even see BRICS coming. It's going to hit them right in the face. They don't even see it coming. So thank God for people like Andy Shechtman that are out there giving the presentation, letting people know exactly what's happening behind the scenes. EU prolongs Russia's sanctions. Taiwan boosting military ties with Washington. My goodness, that's strapping yourself to an anchor that's going to be thrown to the bottom of the ocean. Chinese ships over sabotage cables. So it's pretty obvious what China's doing. They're telegraphing what they're doing. It's not a thing Taiwan could do about it. U.S. dollar to lose global dominance. That's happening already. You should be able to see it happening in slow motion. Because India, the nations do not have to have the petrodollar in order to get their petro, their hydrocarbons, anymore, like it's been for the last 50 years. So the countries, they don't have to have reserve dollars, so they don't have to spend their currency on getting U.S. dollars before they can do these transactions. They're being settled in, well, just about anybody's currency these days, the way things are transitioning right now. You get on the line with Putin and work a hammer out a deal. You can send him gold, you can send him your currency, you can send him whatever you want. It doesn't have to be U.S. dollars. And so the Project Sandman has not been executed officially yet. That's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back, the petrodollar back. But it's happening already, and that is adding to the inflation that's here in the United States, even though you don't hear about it. Because more of those reserve dollars that come back from nations like even France and Switzerland, these countries do not have to have the reserve dollars anymore. And with the dollar being propped up artificially with this the rising interest rates, then they're better off to ditch their dollars. And as those keep coming back, they have to go somewhere. And so they're going to chase fewer and fewer goods and services. It would cause more inflation. The hyperinflation comes when Project Sandman is executed. Russia to expand promising foreign economic relations. This is jumping on the narrative with China. So they're, on the one side, they're fighting the war, yeah, World War III, yeah, and the China is has the welcome wagon for BRICS. And so this is, and they've got the paper, and they got the plan, which is the BRICS plan, and this is Putin making the same promises that China's making. This is, there are no accidents. Everything is being planned. United States is being taken down brick by brick, systematically. Train employee makes shocking revelation. I believe that the size of this thing was 151 cars. And this thing's way more than a mile long. 118 tons. Let's listen to the Florida Marquee guy. And on some topics, he does pretty well. On this topic, he seemed like, I hate to be, you know, harsh, but he seemed like he was behaving like an idiot. Like he couldn't understand the dioxin threat, what's happening to the soil, how it affects the environment. He seemed to be on the other side saying, oh, now you want the government involved. What are the poor people of the region supposed to do when they're poisoned, whenever... I clicked on the X on that video, didn't show it. Wasn't making any sense what he was saying to me. Fish destroyed by the tens of thousands, South Dakota engineers, massive attack. That's happening everywhere. At some point, your head is just spinning. You can't keep up with all the destruction that's happening all around us. Second train derails in Ohio weeks after. Hazmat crews, mass evacuations of this, you know, there are 2 to 3 train derailments every day in the United States now. I'm wondering if that's just going to continue to increase. This is the Biden administration negotiating the deal. Without Congress. This is the Marburg. And it has the bat connection. Just like the Wuhan cover story. Smokescreen. What is it? Another country. Marburg. Marburg is what is going to eventually happen when the biological weapons activated. I think this is part of the narrative that's being brought out a little more and a little more. Because eventually, hemorrhagic fever in Marburg, that's going to be headlines. It's going to be affecting millions of people. EU reports wave of bankruptcies. I mean, we could Google and probably find California, but we could find the United States, anybody. Because it's happening right now. And this is a Hagman report, if you have the time. People sit down if you're ready for some more gloom and doom. It's the end of the world as we know it, and the Fed feels fine. Well, the Fed is working for the global banks cartel, they own it, and working for the destruction of the United States. And so they're going to keep raising the rates in order to break things. They kept the rates at zero, very near zero, all the way from the last big crisis that we had in 2007, 2008, 2009, and upon command, now they're raising it in order to siphon more and more money out of the system that people don't have. So expect to see, and that's why the markets are down right now, more and more of the housing crunch. More and more people can't qualify for houses, more people losing their houses. And then there's going to be fewer and fewer people that can qualify to buy their houses. The prices must go down, 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 down. So the collapse is happening. It's happening in the car department too. Houses, cars, anything that requires a loan. And it's affecting the lines of credit. The interest rates are going up. All the interest rates are going up. People that have credit card debt. So that's going astronomical. And the credit cards have been making things look like things are okay whenever they're not. And eventually, now they're just lying to our face, so we'll see if they ever come out with the true numbers on the real economy, which I don't expect that they're going to. They just keep lying to us. Power is shifting brick by brick. This is the Gacera people. And the market was taking a hit this morning. That's over 610. People are realizing, the Titanic is going down, really, really going down, isn't it? And silver should be going in the opposite direction, it's hovering right around 22 at the moment. It's hovering just right around there, around 22, which is, in my view, if you can get one of those Buffalo rounds for 22 plus their $2 and something, you still have a fan. You get four of those for under $100. And at some point, if you listen to Cliff High, one of these is going to be, one coin is going to be worth over $600. So it seems to me that is you're still way, way, way in the buy range. And this is the event 2001. This is a three-year-old. Yeah, 3 years ago, this was put out. I imagine, was it Marv that you sent me this? Or was it Richard? Then I think you wanted people to see the pattern of what this lady's saying, what went on 3 years ago, what actually took place. And then when you see what's going on with the WHO right now and this treaty, and it's a global thing, leaders around the world are signing on, and it's holy cow, totalitarianism on the half shell. Then this is Monkey Works guy is mentioning Dutch Sense in here. If you come back here, an submerged object base. And I looked for it and then watched that section. And I'm not able to see it here yet. I watched that section and was not able... Yeah, there it is right there. Watched that section and Google Earth and all that. Was not able to extrapolate much to be able to share with you. Just wasn't that much there. But he is a really smart guy. He knows how to read all these programs, the data, and he knows how to track flashbang. He likes to go on and talk about flashbang, the president. And according to the data he's looking at, and he pulls up the no-fly zone that's maintained. It's not talked about a lot. The no-fly zone that's maintained, I'm not seeing it here, by Russia. No planes fly through there. No planes fly through here. They cannot. They have ground-to-air missiles that is going to take down anything that flies over this region. So you can send them all of the jets and anything you want. Yeah, pilot gets in and he flies over here, he's dead. Now the jets are not going to do you any good in this war fighting against Putin. If you haven't noticed, Putin's right next door to this. The Ukraine doesn't have one chance. They have zero chance of winning. At some point, you should realize that the whole Ukraine war is a money laundering scheme. It's a theater for disposing of undesirable elements. It's going to jump to the next level, and I'm expecting somebody. These are people are working with, like everybody should be. Lithuania, they should be. Belarus, everybody, all these nations should be working with Russia. And somebody is about to get popped. I think it's going to be Poland. I think it's going to be right in here. Poland's going to get popped, and then watch out Germany after that. The year that the Black Star is here, it's going to be late February, early March. Poland, Germany, London, in that order probably, get popped. And the missiles could explode, you know, minutes from one another. That's how I see it shaking out anyway. Another zombie rise from the dead. These guys, let's enter the stars. Is this 2 hour video? No, it's 42 minutes. But more and more people are being declared dead, and they're not. I think he said it was this 3 in 3 weeks. And people are actually unzipping themselves out of their body bags. For me, it doesn't seem like that the paramedics should be the ones responsible for declaring death. That should be the examiner or the coroner. Those are the guys that should be making the declarations. These guys here are going from job, you know, from emergency, 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 emergency. And they're using their equipment and using their fingers to get pulses and things. But it seems like whenever you do this thousands and thousands of times, that eventually, I mean, somebody's going to be on some type of a drug. There's a certain type of spider bites, for example, that can make you look like you're dead. And then you're not. But that's not the paramedic's fault. He's looking. Wait for the coroner. That's the medical examiner. Those are the people that make the declarations. North Korea airs ICBM missile test footage as tensions rise. This is part of what's leading up to the, and I see North Korea working with BRICS and China and Russia and those. South Korea being going the way of Japan and the United States and Europe. Not on Putin's friends list. Pfizer knowingly allowed dangerous components in its vaccines. Well, yeah, Obviously, that's what happens with genocide program. This is the interview right here. This guy right here, really smart on the topics, the dioxins. He's been on this for 30 years and just a treasure trove of information on what's happening over there. Really good interview. Highly, this is going to be the out of the links that are below the top featured article, this one will be the featured at the top. Highly recommend it. I got 57 minutes into it. Trials should have been halted. Rate of serious adverse effects closely tracked spike protein. Yeah, oh, that's obvious. Except for this is genocide. Everybody's in on it. Those that aren't in on it are the ones that are writing these types of headlines. The trial should have been halted. And they're the last ones to wake up and see what's really going on all around them. Supreme Court reconsiders case to reinstate Trump. And several of you sent me this. And Karen, I think, yeah, you sent it to me. I think Richard sent it to me. I think Marv. And I'm just rolling my eyes. The Supreme Court is corrupt as everybody else. And if Trump, even if this was to go through, from what I understand, Supreme Court doesn't have the authority to be able to say, oh, we're going to just put Trump. They can't do that because the presidential elections, they're not run by the federal government. They're run by the states individually. And so it's possible that the Supreme Court, they must consider the case that's before them that came from the court that's under them. And so the Fifth Circuit or whoever sends it to them, then they're going to make a ruling on that. But then that's going to go back down the pipeline. It seems that any end result would mean that the state, because it's going to have to be an individual state that it has to start things over. So it could be that it goes to all the states that they would have to do the whole thing over. But to just turn the, there's nobody with the authority to do that once the vice president stamps it, once each state secretary in the United States, each state secretary elected by the people stamps it, even though it's all fraud, which it was, and then the vice president stamps it, then that's it. There's no recourse for going to a court and say blah 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 to invalidate everything that all these people elected officials have done. I don't see that happening. But if something like this tries to happen, then it's because the elite need more of a distraction. This is like their wild card that they'll play if they need it, and they don't play if they don't. And the bottom line is, Trump takes the same marching orders from the House of Rothschild to the Council on Foreign Relations, just like Biden and Obama and the rest of them. People think Obama's running the show. Obama's not running the show. The Council on Foreign Relations is running the show for the global gangster cartel. Doesn't matter if Trump's in there. Doesn't matter if Biden's in there. It's going to be the same deal. And just as a, look from a little different angle, what does any of this have to do with the one-sixers that are rotting in the gulags right now? Has Trump helped any of them? Have any of the Republican representatives helped any of them? The senators? No. It's a uniparty thing. And the corruption is everywhere. Once you wake up, shake yourself, wake up and look, and you'll realize Trump or Biden, Clinton, Obama, it doesn't matter who's in the White House. Whoever's in there is just a puppet. He's going to read his memo, just like everybody else. Then died suddenly. This is when you guys sent this to me again. Somebody else reposted it. This has already been passed around, but this is Stu Peters, and really good presentation. It's an hour and 37 minutes long, 38 minutes. If you want to, if you haven't seen it, you might want to check it out. It's listed with these links. Then InfoWars. And people just can't believe that this is happening.
And they had drag racing and cars crashing and police being injured and police being chased off.
Yeah. And this is, I think, Michael, I think you sent this in, and you can't believe this is going on in our country. But trust me on this part. This is nothing compared to what's coming. Nothing. You're going to look back, because this looks like you can't even believe this is happening. But we're going to look back, and this is going to be a pinprick compared to what's happening later down in the timeline. Just watch and see. It's going to be mass mayhem in the streets compared to, you know, some kids that, and this may be Soros based. It may be terror cells, you know, getting ready to, you know, just putting it out there. They're sowing anarchy, anarchists that are out there. But we haven't seen anything yet compared to what's coming. Heads are going to be spinning. Oh, Marv, you sent this in. And if you go to, if you get the newsletter, and this is right here. I like the Null School stuff. And you can come down here and you can change settings. And you see, I'm looking at the temperature right now, but you can look at the winds. And, or you can look at the ocean, or you can, you know, there's so many different settings that you can have here. And whenever you get into the wind, you can go to the upper level, lower level. There's all types of things that you can look at. If you're into that kind of thing. And Costco hit by nationwide egg shortage.
You won't believe what is happening at Costco. Are you tired of waiting in long lines just to get a carton of eggs? Well, you're not alone. Costco, one of the largest wholesale stores in America, has been hit by the nationwide egg shortage, which has led to rising prices and long lines of customers eager to buy eggs. But that's not the worst part. In this video, we will uncover the true reasons behind this egg shortage, its impact on customers, businesses, and the environment.
And it's not just Costco. It's a slow motion collapse of societal support mechanisms. That's what's happening all around us in this situation. I know you're tired of hearing me saying it probably. Things are just going to continue to get worse and worse and worse. And I don't, did I mention it to you guys? So my friend, my best friend here in Northwest Arkansas, whenever I relocated here in March of 2020, she was sitting out in front of, she'd knocking on my trailer door and sitting at, we were having discussions for hours and hours and hours a week after I got there. And I don't know how many times she invited me over for dinner and had her over and all kinds of discussions and things like that. And she has, I helped her with setting up the lattices for the tomatoes, getting them off the ground and getting high production and things. And she's the one that brought my 5-gallon bucket, 15 dozen eggs that are, and I've used some of them and they're good. The last spring she brought them over. They're good for up to 2 years. She said I should use them within a year. So I've been dipping into it a little bit. She's supposed to bring me more. Well, I'm supposed to go over and get them. And she's the lady that has the medical, the microscope that we need and everything that we need that we purchased so far for the lab to be set up on the Survival Group property. And I haven't heard one word from Galen and Rebecca and Carlos and Ava and those that are members of this council to be able to get the lab set up and everything. Still waiting, guys. And, or if somebody else on the Land Acquisition Committee, well, you want to put your hand up and lead a group of people and that I'm, this lab needs to be set up, not in her basement, not in here in my property, on the Survival Group property. Whenever we get that together, whenever we work together, and I mean, like 4 or 5 of you sent me the money to purchase the stuff, and she's the one, I trust her with my life. And she has, you know, big place, big house, big property, and that's where our equipment is stored until then. But she let me know something, and she may be getting me some chickens if it comes to that. Which I love chickens. I've raised chickens. But right now, she's getting $20 to $30 for a dozen eggs. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? But it's not to eat eggs because she raises chickens. So from the eggs that she gets, and she gets a certain kind, she has all different kinds, and she has certain kind, the ones that she wants to get for me, then they don't get carried away by the hawks and things so much because they're bigger, and they lay like 360 eggs a year. They lay almost every single day. They're really good. She told me the kind, but I can't remember. Then, I was supposed to go over and pick up you know, bring my cartons over. I'd save my egg cartons, pick up eggs, bring them back and get them into the preserve, get them preserved in distilled water and Mason lime is what you use. And she informed me that, nope, that we can't do that right now. Later in the timeline, she'll be able to. But she's the ones that you, eggs that you put into incubators, and she's got this special kind of chicken that does lays, that's the laying chicken that's bigger than the average chicken, so you don't have to worry about them so much getting hauled off by the hawks and stuff. Then could be, if things get worse than what they are right now, then I'm going to have my own chickens. And my place isn't really set up. When we have plenty of land, but I'd have to build the infrastructure. I'd have to build the chicken house, make provision for them not to get hauled away. So I've raised, like I said, raised chickens before. And I really love chickens. But you have to really watch out for them. And they will be, you know, coons and skunks, and everything loves chicken. And so you have to, you know, and I like for them to free range. So I like to, you know, make provisions for them. They can't just run around the backyard. My significant other will not allow, will not have that. So, anyway, I want to mention that to you next time that I saw an image of a chicken egg. And if you're here in Northwest Arkansas, another one of you wrote and you wanted to meet my realtor to get you property here. So those of you that are here, whether, you know, David, I know you got chickens, but Gary, or, you know, others of you that are here, Eric. And if you relocate here, Lee now is here, and there's other people that, you know, we're making ourselves a little community, even though we're not right together. But I'm sure that my friend would be willing to hook you up with some of, she knows a lot about chickens, way more than I do. And she has the right breed, and she incubates them, and she can get you hooked up with some fine chickens. You know, so if, as long as you're going to take care of them, she treats them like they're her kids, kind of. And if you're here and you're working together with me and with David and with, you know, Gary and Eric and, you know, the rest of us, you become part of our little group, then I'm sure that I can introduce you to her, and you guys can work it out. Head over to her place, you talk to her on the phone, and then she'll tell you when she has, she gets the chickens or the eggs, or, and then you have the incubator, or she can do that. And just take care of her. Don't make her do something for nothing. She's raising her three grandkids, who she adopted as her kids, and she has her hands full all the time. And she has goats, and she's a very interesting lady. Let's put it that way. And she's got lambs and goats. And I think she was talking about she has to get rid of all of her lambs or something. And so it's opportunity. She's real. She has over 20 acres over there. She was even going to let us build our own RV park on her property. She's still open to that right now. If I can get the, you know, group here and people willing to work together, then there's opportunities here for, and if we get enough people together, then there's lots of things we can do. The other thing that I'm wanting to do, I wish I had, there were more hours in the day, that I was more time to do more things. But I've talked to the owner of one of these big show caves several times over the years. And the last time I talked to him, his cave was still open. Well, it's closed. And there are three entrances to that cave. And gigantic cave. And it could be, I'm wanting to talk to him again. I'm waiting until the stars are in the right alignment. And then talk to him about, you know, us doing something. And I would send notice to everybody on the Land Acquisition Committee first, and then these five-group program, over 200 of you, to feel you out on what you feel we should be paying for, you know, to lease a spot for an underground environment. Maybe that's the way to go. Trying to figure out some way to get us underground, access to an underground facility in a big cave, like a show cave. And that's where it's sitting right now. And all I have to do, I can pick up the phone right now and call Steve is his name. And he might be game. If not him, somebody else, because the economy's collapsing. At some point, somebody with a big show cave, the value of their property is going down, 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 down. And if they can generate a secondary revenue stream, like with the Survival Group program, leasing, you know, units to store stuff. And you get the key type of thing. And squares, 10 by 10, 20 by 20 in the cave that you can put a tent on and set up, you know, a survival situation. Then what's that worth? $500, $750, $1,000, $10,000? I don't know what people are willing to pay. But maybe if we can't work together and get ourselves, buy our own property, then maybe we can work with a cavern owner that will work with us on a leasing. Maybe I could lease a gigantic spot in the underground deal and then sublet to everybody. Sometimes people want to do that because of the having sold real estate before, I understand that liability and insurance and all kinds of other things come into play, where subleasing gives them some immunity to liability. Maybe we need to do something like that. But major alert, let's just listen for a second. I was listening to the prepper. He seems to be right on again.
Hi, folks. Canadian Prepper here. My friends, this is a major alert. In my 1 year of covering rising global tensions around the world, I have never seen a 24-hour period that's been so rife with drama and escalation as we've just witnessed and as we're about to see in the days and weeks ahead. It appears as though that the people who we've bestowed the opportunity to represent us in public office are all too comfortable bringing us to the brink of nuclear war. It appears like they're going to actually pull the trigger, and it's going to be a scary couple of weeks for a lot of people. I'm going to give you a summary of what we're going to talk about today, then we're going to do the deep dive, okay?
Yeah. So coming up to, I'll say, the old position and the transition, the saber rattling, things are stepping up. Can you feel it? I can feel it. Canadian Prepper can feel it. And he feels it intensifying, particularly over the last 24 hours.
We have a problem in the United States of America. Law enforcement officials are being told to be on the lookout for multiple accounts of infrastructural sabotage. Events taking place all across our country, things like sabotaging the power grid.
Pardon me. I had to turn off the video for a second. I had to get myself a drink of water. Law enforcement is being notified, the military is being notified, letter agency is being notified because of where we are in the cycle. The thing to realize is, I hope to be wrong, but from everything that's been sent to me over the course of the last year, it appears to me that terror cells are, they're part of the game of what we're looking at. And whenever they're activated, like what you see in Austin, like you see what Alex Jones is talking about, that could be the beginning of the terror cell ops that begins just go out to the street corner, you know, and then everything steps up. It gets worse and worse and worse until power plants are under assault, water plants, you know, the big power wires that come from the power plants, all of a sudden they start dropping. Millions of people are losing power. That's the type of situation. If you do have a real terror problem, those are the types of things that happen. The United States has not had a real terror problem. The 9/11 inside job was done by Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld. But whenever we do have, that's what's going to happen, and it's going to be orchestrated by elements inside the United States that are working against us. And you can already see the pattern in the lettered agencies that have been weaponized against us. So at some point, they use other parties, I believe, that are already here and that are about to be deployed. That's what you're looking at right here. That's what you're looking at right here. Other people are seeing it. They feel the intensity. I feel it too. That's one of the reasons that I feel apprehensive about starting the Mystery Explained tutor program. And I'm torn. I couldn't get out yesterday to get that culvert fixed. I might take my phone and take some pictures and show you guys what I'm talking about. That's could be an issue for me. And it's early enough in the day that I think, and it's not, you know, overcast, but the cold weather's getting ready to get here. And if we get snow and rain, and then I could have a problem. So I need to get up there and do that. Well, I can feel it. I don't know if you guys can feel it. I hope that you guys are prepped. Hope that you get your Nano Silver while you can. Get it on the way. And get your silver, small denomination silver, while you can, on the way. I may need to get a different supplier for my lights for the babies out front. Because it looks like my lights aren't coming. Anyway, that's what's on my mind right here at the moment. You can see that Brad's flustered. You can see Canadian Prepper. You see he's kind of flustered. So like they're trying to report, but they're also trying to get ready because of the substance of the information that's in their reports. And I feel it too. And I hope that you're getting something out of these reports that you see the need to prepare for what's coming. And nobody else that I'm showing you sees the Black Star, the super plume that's going to explode under our feet. They see the World War III scenario, and they see the Plandemic, which is the command control mechanism, what's happening. That's going to step up to the next level. All of a sudden, it's going to be pestilence everywhere. We seem to be moving through this lull right now with all of these things, and it seems like right after, as we get past the 25th, that all of a sudden, everything's going to start popping so fast that our heads are going to be spinning. Appreciate your support again. Get more information right here at Terra03.com. And I'll see you on the next Black Star Update Report.